You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now Roy is a chum when he's on the rum. He's the glue when we spring a leak. And Stu is a mess, he does less and less. And Greg sounded worse each week. Pirate radio with the ship and crew. We got wind in our sails and the sky is blue. There's a devil up our nose, so much work to do. For the pirate radio.
So you're saying that his brilliant physique works better as the scuba instructor in Along Came Polly and not quite
it's just,
as
you know,
broken.
Does
also,
it make a ton of sense?
There can't be that many play-by-play people in that good of shape.
Especially not one that's going through all these things he goes through.
It's not a job that lends itself to being in good physical shape.
Who do you think is the most jacked broadcaster?
Fowler.
Holy shit.
For sure.
Yeah. Fowler, 100%.
Yeah.
I have proof of that. I also saw photos.
Well, everyone has proof. He puts it on Instagram.
Did you see the Dallas Cowboys reunion that they had down in the Keys?
Yeah, that was a funny picture.
Yeah, no. Wani was there and Troy Aikman jacked.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Troy Aikman looks good for about, he's approaching 50, and the rest of those guys. Mike, did that photo make you a little bit sad at all because of those guys getting just a little bit older in a way? And Jimmy, Jimmy's approaching 80, and that was the crew that ran Miami. That coaching staff birthed so many guys, Butch Davis and Dave Wannstedt. Dave Campo was the coach of the Cowboys for a while.
I do love where Jimmy's arrived, where, hey, if we're going to do anything, you're coming to me.
Well, he's also got that situation, though, because of COVID, though. Yeah. He has spent the last couple of seasons doing it from home because he doesn't want to. He's missed it, right? Because those guys are his best friends.
Yes.
Terry Bradshaw in late life. You know how rare that is to find your best friends later in life? I don't think that happens all that often. And Terry Bradshaw and Jimmy Johnson, as soon as they met, they became best friends. So he must miss. They'd spend the whole weekends up there just watching college football and probably laughing at Wannstedt doing the Fox. They probably spent their time sitting there laughing at Wannstedt as Wannstedt does Fox analysis. But what an economy that entire thing birthed in football, right? Where those guys were able to cash in off football the rest of their lives. Tony Wise was in that photo too. He was an offensive line coach. Because he was a part of those teams, he got coaching jobs all across the sport. That was an economy across many decades for all those guys. And the idea that Troy Aikman fits in there, because those guys are all 20 years older than him. Like he learned so much in the pros from those guys because they went 1-15 together. And it's funny to see Troy Aikman there. Who else goes in that category of jacked broadcasters, though?
Bayless.
Oh, yeah, Skip, obviously.
Yeah, you did this, the dude that you used to do lacrosse with at ESPN.
Chris Cotter.
Oh, yeah.
Chris Cotter looks jacked in a suit, which is almost impossible.
He's tailored the suit to hug those biceps.
Yeah, Chris Cotter is a guy, if you're sitting at one of the machines not using it, he will come up to you at the gym and start screaming at you. Like, seriously.
We've got to go for not former athletes, right? No former athletes are being allowed. Like Shannon Sharp,
I was surprised at Troy Aikman. It caught me by surprise because I don't think he was in that kind of shape when he was even playing.
It caught you off guard. You were leering at Troy Aikman in a photo of those.
Just kind of feel like he has a more balanced lifestyle. From what I can tell from his off-air conversation that was made on air because blogs are sorry for content. And look, it was a production mishap. But him and Buck seem to have a real good gig going. I think these are guys that have reinvented themselves as they've gotten older. Real balanced lifestyles. Maybe a bit of yoga.
Mike, Troy Aikman has one of the greatest jobs.
No, look at this picture. Have you seen this picture? Wow. I just said, oh, wow, with the microphone off. He looks incredible.
I don't think they had this training regimen back in his day.
Jesus.
He looks
Christ.
Great. Yeah. He looks great. Yeah. He also looks like Jay-Z every time I see him. It's incredible. spitting image. Have you ever seen anything like that in your life?
I have not.
Man, how many abs does Troy Aikman have?
It doesn't make sense. It's like he's got two separate set of abs. One on the sides. Also, is there someone you'd rather go through the keys just partying and gallivanting about than Dave Campo? Because I would love to go to the keys and just crush the Green Turtle Inn with Dave Campo. I feel like I've seen him.
He lives there, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It was the only. I was like, wow, this guy seems like a local, but he was wearing a cowboy shirt. I'm like, is that Dave Campo? Because this guy, he's basically Hemingway now. He just runs the keys.
What
I
a weird time in cowboy sports history when Campo was running them wearing that mop that he has for hair. What a strange, it was lunacy.
I'm checking out the mop right now.
When you think of what the Cowboys have become since, and they're not, like Dave Campo is a part of their descent into just a terrible time.
That's when you realize Hard Knocks wasn't for everybody, because when Hard Knocks season one came out with the Cowboys and Dave Campo was the coach, everyone realized, how is this guy a coach? This shouldn't be. And then he was promptly let go thereafter.
Do you think when all these ex-coaches are hanging out together, or because like publicly the coaching fraternity is super strong, but do you think like Jimmy Johnson after his third beer goes, one step, with the lobster traps in the locker room, what were you doing there?
Well, I think they make fun of each other's coaching. Those guys. I think Jimmy, when he gets mad, is just, hey, Butch, way to parlay that into the FIU gig. Like, I think Jimmy buries everybody.
What's he said to Erickson?
All of them. I think. Well,
congrats
Erickson,
on that Bahamas Bowl.
Yeah, Erickson's not a part of this equation because he's not part of their club. But who else would he bury like that? Because I can imagine him burying Wanstead. Way to parlay Ricky Williams and all those rushing seasons into that Fox gig, the lesser of our Fox gigs.
Sometimes it's good to punt, huh?
Punter. I think when he gets furious with Wanstead, he just yells at him instead of calling him some sort of awful name. He just calls him Punter.
Is this Dave Campo or is it just or is it?
Well, I didn't see Campo in any of the photos.
Is this Dave Campo or is it not?
No, that's Tony Wise.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
No. Wait a second.
Campo with Tony Wise.
Who's this guy? Who's this guy that looks like Ernest? Is that
Nick Christen? That's Jimmy Johnson's agent. That's Nick Christen. Looks in pretty good shape for his age.
He kind of looks like Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, everything's changed here. Like, I have the same pictures of Campo.
Was Campo not there? Let me see some more photos.
I love this dude. He's double fisting a Bud Light and a Miller Light all in one hand.
He was their crazy offensive line coach. He was Kehoe before Kehoe. He's the guy who screamed at everybody.
How big are his hands? He's
the offensive line coach.
Wow, he's single fisting a double fist. How do you do that?
Tony Wise was always the partier in that group. But are you telling me that Campo was there or was he not invited?
I thought this dude was Dave Campo.
It's not. It's Tony Wise.
Where the hell is Dave Campo?
Maybe he wasn't
Wanstead's
invited.
Wanstead's in the photo.
Wanstead looks good. Wanstead looks real good.
He's always going to look good, Wanstead.
Yeah, there's a key to aging, man.
Should we call Jimmy about his weekend? Just talk to him about
his weekend? I ain't making that call. It's the most dangerous call to make in sports radio, man.
He'd love to talk about that weekend.
I think he's probably asleep right now. He's got to be recovering from this. Well, look at this. Did you see the other picture that Troy Aikman posted? Getting the workout? He is doing curls, 30-pound curls, and he is on some sort of balance beam while he is doing it. Veins just popping out of his calves. He was never in this kind of shape when he was playing. This is incredible.
Is Mark Jones jacked?
Yes.
I feel like he would be.
Yes, Mark Jones is jacked.
I'm going through all the network play-by-play people in my head, and like Kenny Albert's jacked.
No, but the thing you guys need to do, and this is this needs to be separated. It's very important we take this seriously. Troy Aikman's a former athlete. That's cheating. Chris Fowler's not a former athlete. So there needs to be a category for the guys who weren't professionally trained body sculptors.
Aikman ain't cheating, man. That's hard work.
I understand, but what I'm telling you is that Aikman's a former athlete. There needs to be a former athlete division and what we're talking about, which is surprised buff, because it's rare for the former athlete to surprise you with buff. Troy Aikman just blew Mike's doors off. Mike is right now just leering at Troy Aikman everywhere on social media.
Am I horny for Troy Aikman? What is going on here right now? Guy's a dish.
Stick Stockton, a former athlete.
Bring that hot plate over here. My God.
Seriously, the bathing suit's so tight.
bit late. Were you just trying to imply that Dick Stockton is jacked?
I bet you Dick Stockton does those workouts that you do from a chair. Remember the lady in the 90s that would just sit in a chair and just get one-pound dumbbells and then just...
Yeah, Dick Stockton was on an exercise VHS in 1989.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Does Dick Stockton exercise in a chair with one-pound dumbbells?
He's probably on one of those teeter hang-ups while he's upside down or something.
What was the name of that lady, that queen that hosted that workout show where she worked out from a chair?
I don't know.
Chair workout lady. I'm going to find her. I'm like a dog with a bone on this one.
I'm staring at Aikman, man.
Sit and be fit. Sit and be fit. Mary Ann Wilson.
Of course.
She'd kick your ass, Mary Ann Wilson.
Take my eyes off this bathing suit. Like, there's definitely no net under this bathing suit.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than $1 a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
I was trying to make a Dick Stockton joke when you guys were talking about him.
I heard that. Yeah.
How old is Tom Wise?
Got to be 60.
Tony Wise, Mike.
Whatever.
Why are you calling him Tom? He's got to be 60.
I had him as Dave Campo a segment ago. Tom Wise. Give me a break.
WrestleMania.
Throughout my whole day. All that. Throughout my whole day. Because I too thought I was looking at Dave
WrestleMania,
Campo.
Moving day.
So yes. Who is it that you see in the Keys all the time double fisted? Is it Tony Wise or is it Dave Campo?
I can't tell anymore. It's probably this Wise guy.
Tony Wise is 69 years old.
Nice.
Why wasn't Dave Campo invited?
Maybe he's the one taking the picture. I'm trying to get clarity of who, because this was a nice little reunion. Dave Campo can't possibly be too busy for this.
Maybe Jimmy didn't want him there. I mean,
I think Dave Campo was the cornerbacks coach at the University of Miami. I think he was the secondary coach, and all of us were amazed. How did that end up becoming the top guy for the Dallas Cowboys? And the reason for it was because Jerry Jones didn't like the personality of Jimmy Johnson, and Dave Campo was just meek. Like, this guy is clearly not a coach. I'm just going to boss him around.
Wasn't Ed Orgeron? Or he was on Erickson's staff.
No, Ed Orgeron, was he? I thought he was a graduate assistant on, he might have been
on graduated?
I think he might have been on the Erickson staff.
He was.
So he joined in 88, Orgeron.
He was Dwayne Johnson's position coach. More famously, Warren Sapp's position coach. But
Campo was your D coordinator, Mike, for the Browns?
Yeah.
Why is The Rock pretending like he's going to run for president?
Why not?
Why on earth would he do that?
Because he'd win.
I mean, why wouldn't he?
I mean, you'd want to be president of the United States. I wouldn't. If I'm The Rock, making how many tens of millions of dollars every year, why would I want that stress?
I found it weird. Because he did, oh, wow, this is so humbling. He retweeted an article. He's always been kind of coy about his political aspirations, always wanting to do that.
On his TV show, he pretends like he's running for president, like the first episode or something.
But the article that he's retweeting is 46% of Americans would like to see a presidential run from The Rock. It's not very flattering. I mean, you got to be up over 50 if you want to be putting this out there. Also, America... Look, I find his smile charming. I think he's engaging. I'd even argue that he'd be good at the job.
Be careful. Wait, based on what? How would you argue? What has he done that's shown you he'd be a good president?
The great smile.
Because he's an incredible success story. And anytime he puts his mind to something, he seems to reach the top. Can we just raise the qualifications and expectations just a little bit for the most important job in America. Look, I think he'd be good at it too. I'm saying he'd be good at it, but do we have to keep like putting celebrities as the most powerful person on the planet? Can we have like, look, I don't like career politicians either, but there's somewhere in between The Rock and maybe a political lifer.
Somewhere in between The Rock and Ronald Reagan.
A rock and a hard place. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So much of that job is like talking with the president of Egypt about what's going on in the Suez Canal. And that job is not the glamorous shit that everyone thinks. It's like negotiating on a reconciliation bill with Mark Warner.
You're trying to convince me president of the free world has no glamour to
it? I'm sure it does, but like the job, like 20 hours a day, is going in the Situation Room and going and dealing with what's going
on
in Laos.
Bit tedious, I'd say.
I want to be in that Situation Room.
No,
I mean,
you don't.
Yeah, yes, you do. Bill, of course I do. I want to make those decisions. I mean,
you
come
just
on.
Just delegate.
Right.
Oh, God.
What you have a staff for?
What?
It would be a terrible job. It really would be a terrible job.
It doesn't seem fun
ever.
At all.
But it's like all the public skill sets that people associate with presidents. It's dealing with Joe Manchin on an infrastructure bill. Like, that's not what the job is, not the fun stuff.
I would love the daily briefing. To get a condensed
PDB day.
Here's 20
Click
minutes.
Notes,
here
yes.
is everything you need to know. It's like the podcast version of the New York Times Daily. Here's everything. I'll tell you one thing that wouldn't happen to me is that Tom Wise shit. I'd know his name.
Mike, go get me somebody who can do that for me at Metalark Media, please. Somebody who could just give me what's everything important in the world in 20 minutes.
Oh, let's just put it in the back of my spine like the Matrix.
Aren't you paying Chris to do that?
Chris is, you want to say it for the audience right now, Chris? Do you want to tell the audience every single thing you did as my assistant when I couldn't get a hold of you?
I mean, it's a long list here. Let me pull up the doc. Yeah, I haven't done much.
He didn't do anything. Not a single thing as my assistant.
I said, thank you.
There you go.
Or in Japan, that one.
How great would a morning briefing be?
Yeah. You don't want that. What do you mean morning briefing? Stugatz, you show up to the show like 2 seconds before it goes on air. You wouldn't show up to a morning briefing for this radio show.
I'd show up with 1 minute ago if I had a briefing.
He would miss the briefing. Do you guys think that Cody and Stugatz would be better with a 20-minute briefing? Do you think they would be better at their jobs or worse?
I'd like to apply for the position of briefer.
No, I do. It will be very frustrating.
If my briefing's coming from you, I don't want to be briefed.
No, you got to hire Vin Scully to give him the briefing.
No, I mean, the thing is this. Stugatz will show up to whatever speech he has to give. He won't follow the prompter. I was like, buddy, I got this. I've given him. I'm the president of the United States. POTUS, okay? I got this. I don't need you to tell me what to say. Don't worry.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I imagine the briefer, whoever it is, has to hold up a stuffed animal just to keep his attention.
I walk into that sitch room and I say, give me the D. So then I make a decision quickly, rapid, in and out, boom, Situation Room.
I also room. See you changing the subject constantly. They're trying to brief you on what's going on around there. You're like, see DeGrom, get out of here.
Chris, what do you think your father's answer is going to be to the question of would he want to be president? He'd just want the attention, right? Like
I would want to be president. I long to have a staff. people I can delegate things to, a daily briefing. I mean, the idea of somebody in a suit coming into my office in the morning and handing me a little document and then reading it for me so I don't have to, that's fantastic.
But
I
dream you and Stugatz are longing for things you can have at other jobs that are not president of the United States.
Well, this
States.
Is the other thing. Billy, he doesn't realize.
Things that are available on this job.
That's right. That's
they
right.
Are.
But the thing that Greg doesn't realize is when you're president, you can't own 3 pairs of shoes, Greg. When you're president, you're no longer going to be able to fry a turkey in that garage that hasn't been cleaned since 1974.
I would say when you're president, you can do whatever the hell you want.
Imagine him frying that thing on the West Lawn.
The Rose Garden.
Rose Garden.
I mean, honestly, Greg, I want you guys to imagine, who would be the worst president? Put this on the poll, Guillermo Stugatz or Greg Cody? Because Greg would just be in it for the press conferences. He'd just be in it to go in there and just do a little show where people are looking at it.
The strength of the ticket is on this VP, because I don't know how much faith I got on the Prez sticking it out all 4 years here with Greg.
Greg, who would be your running mate? Who would you guys go as running mates? Because who was it that had Pablo as Stugatz's daily briefer? Who would be your running mate?
I think I'd go, if I'm choosing amongst the guys on the show, I think my running mate.
No, you're going to need to choose from the world. Why would you choose from the show?
I want to run with someone on the show. I mean, I think it'd be fun. I think we can create a good ticket with a couple of guys on the show.
Running the world? We didn't even create a good ticket at $7.90.
I can't.
I was going to choose Roy.
I cannot.
Hey!
I cannot wait to whisper lines in your ear during the State of the Union.
Billy, why are you shaking in your head?
Because it's going to happen. It's going to be Vice President Pacelli.
Yeah.
He did that already. Yeah. When Greeny says
good.
No.
Yeah.
Like, nah.
Steve Pacelli. Yeah.
Greg, it's such a terrible job. Why would you? What about all the daily pressures of being the President of the United States?
It would age me, and I can't afford to age any quicker than I'm aging. That's the only that's the only problem I have with it. But I would like the idea of just having an entire staff of people at my beck and call, you know, a personal chef in the White House.
Greg,
my wife won't let me get a personal assistant, so being president is tantamount to having like dozens of personal assistants.
I actually had this conversation with my father the other day, and I'm going to ask you this question as somebody with your wife who has made a good amount of money in their careers. Because my father the other day, I was actually having an argument with him because he refuses to reach into his retirement funds. And I'm like, Dad, you're 78. Like, when are you going to use this money on retirement? What are you, like, what save? Why are you saving this money? Greg, you could have a staff. You're wanting to be president of the United States. You right now could have a small staff. Your wife won't let you. That's right. It's not because you can't do it.
I suppose you're right. I mean, also it's a matter of spending.
Why do you need one? You know, you don't need a staff.
He's a busy guy, Chris.
Of course I need a staff. I mean,
like a literal walking staff.
You know, I got so many irons in the fire.
And that's what you have children for.
He needs an actual walking staff to take him from place to place.
Yeah, you've got a staff. Look, Chris Cody's the producer of the Greg Cody Show featuring Greg Cody. You have a staff.
Yeah, I do have a one-man podcast staff. I'll give
don't
you that.
Don't get me started on that. That staff hates the host because he's annoying.
Well, I'm going to steal you. Well, he's going to be better paid for it at Meadowlark Media. Like, we need all hands on deck right now. What are you going to do when we steal Chris Cody back because he can't be wasting time producing your podcast?
I'll get my staff on that. I'll assign somebody to, give me a short list of other producers, I guess. I don't know what I'm going to do.
You just
maybe somebody in this Zoom right now will volunteer to help me.
You cannot steal from Meadowlark Media, Greg. You got to go get your own producer. We need your son back.
Yeah. Well, let's come to loggerheads over this because, my podcast would pretty much wither on the vine and die without Christopher, quite frankly.
I smell a merger. What do you guys think? Is that not what's happening right now? We're starting negotiations to...
Do you own that, or does the Miami Herald own that? Because I'll steal it and put it at a part of Lebatard and Friends for very little money. I'm not going to negotiate with you on air. But
let's negotiate.
We don't negotiate with terrorists.
What do I need to do? What do I need to
do?
Just
very little money. Who pays who?
It needs to be on the Lebatard and Friends Network.
What are you going to do for me, Lebatard, and the Greg Cody podcast?
Yes.
Is that what he's saying?
Because he's willing to give you the podcast. He wants to know what you're going to do.
He doesn't understand how anything works.
I don't.
Terrible person.
This is why you need a staff, Greg. Yeah, exactly. Right.
No, I don't know how that works.
You don't know what...
He's got no idea how a podcast just posts.
You don't know how what works.
I don't know, like, if my podcast were under your umbrella, does that mean I pay you? Do you pay me? I mean, how does that work?
Well, you guys
let's stop negotiating right now, Greg.
You guys took what he was saying wrong because I feel like he was offering to pay me money to be a part of Lebatard and Friends.
I took it right. That's why I was like, he doesn't know what he's talking about.
You should take him up on the offer. He is offering to give you the podcast and pay you to take the podcast.
Well, that's a very poor way of negotiating, Greg. But what I'm asking you is you don't own it, do you? We own these feeds. The Miami Herald owns that. So you'd have to start another podcast away from the Miami Herald and lose all of that audience to start a new podcast, which you kind of should do. I mean, Amin just threw away his entire ESPN career with no promises whatsoever, and I've only known him for a couple of years. You, we saved your son's career and created an entire business around his incompetence and your nepotism in order to feed everybody.
You threw your career away years ago.
Now I'm just imagining Greg walking around with an actual staff like he's Moses.
He should.
Yeah,
he should. Do you have a staff anywhere? No, we need to get him a staff and we need to create this character around him.
The Ten Commandments just with Max Mom.
The Daft King, sponsored by DraftKings.
He hits a rock with a staff and now comes light beer coming out of instead of
Let's
water.
Let's get him a staff to walk around. I absolutely want the latter part of Greg Cody's journalism career to him for him to have the style of being someone who goes to events with a staff, but it's an actual walking cane.
I should start smoking a pipe as well. I feel like a pipe would go with a staff.
Why don't we reinvent your persona now, late? Don't you want a reinvention here before you retire? Because you're going to retire soon, right, Greg? I was just talking about my dad and the idea. My dad should be, like, dipping into his retirement funds at this point, right? I mean, he's 78 years old.
What is he saving it for?
I, that, I don't understand. I'm legitimately confused by
it. It ain't haircuts.
He told me the other day that he pays $8 for a haircut and $2 tip. And I'm like, how many barbers have you had in your life?
Don't they all keep dying?
Yes, of course.
That's sad.
Not at the same time, obviously. He's only had like three or four, but yes, that's what happens. And now it's Nelson. Nelson is hanging on at the
Poor
end.
Poor Nelson.
A guy still does an $8 haircut, and his mother bleeping my dad when he comes home because he's like, this guy gave me 10 bucks for 13 years.
The world's most dangerous job is being your dad's barber because it means you don't have much time left.
Because of death?
A bit, suspicious, huh? No one wants to look into the fact that all of your dad's barbers keep disappearing.
Your dad's a serial killer? Just Dexter when it comes to barbers?
Greg, what is your late career turn going to be? You have to reinvent yourself. You have to keep your... You're in the podcast game. You've got a podcast that is now... It is sports ranked. It has value. It has an actual value. The Miami Herald. Does it have another podcast doing as well as yours?
No, not that I'm aware of. You know, I only get numbers for my podcast. But I'm told it's does the best traffic of certainly any of the sports podcasts. When I retire from writing, I can envision maybe still doing a podcast. I don't know how that's going to work.
But what about in the interim as a late career turn? We've been talking a lot about wrestling because of WrestleMania over the weekend. A late career turn, you as a character who is the journalist who walks around with a staff and a pipe. I want you to be the guy who develops this persona late in age, and now you're a personality who shows up like Walter Mercado at Dolphin games.
Still showing up to games?
I want him showing up to games, to Dolphin games this way. I want this to be your persona. Like, embrace it. A late turn here right before you retire. Or do you need to be taken seriously as a journalist?
I can see myself adopting the persona of the late Howard Schnellenberger, where all of a sudden I'm wearing... tweed jackets with patches on the elbows. And, I can cultivate like a beautiful push broom mustache. The pipe, I think, is key. But the staff I really like because I'm hard-pressed to think of anybody walking the earth right now who's carrying like a scepter, like a large, tall staff. I think that'd be beautiful. Where do you buy a staff?
We have to get him one. Where do you buy a staff?
Please. I'm on Amazon. I am sure
there are many places to buy a staff. And what is the price range that we want to go in? Greg, if we get you this, I want this to become a part of your persona, and I want this to be a Metal Arc Media expense as we dip into the budget here to get you some goodies, because I want this to play out on camera, and I want this to become part of your personality. Let's find out where it is that we can get a scepter of some sort. But what kind of money do you want to spend on this? What is a Greg Cody will feel good and proud and sexy about walking around with a scepter that costs how much money? What's our price range?
I think we want to spend at least $1,000. Because what we need is just a real, like a scepter that you would see in the corner at Buckingham Palace, just something very ornate. I think it's emerald crusted. I think there's some marble involved in it, although it can't be too heavy. It has to be a little bit on the lightweight side, but definitely has to be encrusted with gems and jewels.
Some turquoise maybe?
I'm more of an emerald guy, but let's go emerald. Let's go dark green.
I'm going to guess that in the Sceptor spectrum that you can either get one for $50 or $100. And if you want Bejeweled, then you get into the tens of thousands. I'm guessing there are not a lot of mid-range Sceptors at your $1,000 range.
There's one that's sterling silver. It has a skull at the end of it. It costs $6,050. I think that's where Greg is at,
right? I think that's a good price. That's a good number for us. We can do that.
$6,050. Have you seen – that doesn't have his emerald – nomination in there anywhere. You don't see any emerald in there. So let's see, $6,050 is what you said.
How are the sales of scepters going?
Can't be very good, right?
No, I think it's flourishing, actually. I'm sitting here at scepters.com.
You say that every time. Do you realize that for 20 years, no matter when that question gets asked and no matter what it gets asked about, your go-to move, as if I was doing the show with a robot computer, is, nope, I think it's flourishing, actually, with no information whatsoever. It's one of your greatest hits. It has to be, right, Mike? It has to be one of his greatest hits in the Stugatz catalog of shit.
I would love to watch Stugatz try to spell scepter. Because this one even surprised me.
Let me try one. How good it's doing? They just had their best year ever. No. I mean, scepter.com.
How to spell it?
I think I know how to spell it.
Scepter.com.
Go ahead. How do you spell scepter?
Oh, boy. Let me see if I could find. I have so many windows open.
Don't look it up. Put your hands up in the air.
I before E, except after C, scepter, silent C, S. E.
What just happened to your silent C? Where are you going to put it?
Oh, the C. I forgot.
You thought it was invisible.
It's invisible too. It was silent, so I forgot about it.
It was silent, so it slipped past you.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I couldn't believe yesterday that we couldn't get off the ground any conversation on John Wick 4 coming to Germany. It's apparently already in filming, and I would assume that you guys, John Wick is a franchise in the action genre, is in Stugatz's top 5, correct?
Certainly in the top 10. The first scene of John Wick, the first movie, is one of the greatest scenes of any movie I've ever seen in my entire life. I mean, he goes on a killing spree, kills
hundreds.
You're
going to have to be more specific.
Sorry about
that. That's what all four of the movies are. It's just a killing spree.
Mike, the series of movies, because at the time I didn't know there was going to be a second, third, and fourth John Wick. The first, and Mike told me, he told me how great the scene was, and it's the rare scene I went to watch going into it thinking it was going to be great, and it exceeded my expectations. That is such a great franchise, the John Wick franchise.
Who's excited about this?
I'm massively excited about it because they've really dove into the world of John Wick and exploring all the different universes that could be in there. It's a limitless, kind of limited. You kind of know what it is, but you know, they're trying to explore that universe a little bit. But it's just, I saw when I was checking out in the grocery store that Keanu Reeves had a surprise wedding. Very happy for him. Are you familiar with how much tragedy Keanu Reeves has had in his life?
Well, he is famously lonely, viewed as women as the catch of the world, because he seems like a guy who's a little bit hurt, a little bit broken, a little bit wounded because of that tragedy. Like, people look at Keanu Reeves, the rare Hollywood star who has been single, and look at him as sort of a tragically lonely figure that they want to hug.
He's had a stillborn baby. He's had a lover die tragically in an accident. He's stumbled upon people like just creeping it out in his home and having to deal with home invasions. There's so many examples of him just being a genuinely nice person and he's also private, incredibly private. So any insight that we have to his world, including his trauma, is always a little interesting to me.
He's one of those people. We didn't talk about this yesterday, and we should have, Stugatz, because DMX passed over the weekend. And one of the things that was part of the outpouring for a rapper who was part of pop culture in a way. Rarely Stugatz is the best rapper, and we can argue about whether he was the best or not, but the best rapper, also the most popular, and he had a lot of love from a lot of different places. Didn't have a whole lot of beef, as I remember, was just respected as an artist. And what was the outpouring over the weekend was a whole lot of people sharing and showing instances where DMX showed up, Darkman X would just show up and be in their kitchen. He would be in...
What's the matter, man?
He's laughing at me because of Darkman X.
You didn't have to do that. You didn't have to do it. No one calls him Darkman X.
Establishes his bona fides, though. I honestly had no idea what DMX stood for.
Me neither.
No one did, but for Dan to drop that in there is quite random.
But it lends credibility to what he's saying.
I wasn't actually doing it, Mike, if we must deconstruct this as I was going
what
somewhere.
What a hipster he is, Mike Ryan. He's ashamed of you right now.
So that I'm explaining to the audience, and evidently, Mike, I need to explain this to as well. I wasn't showing off there. I was simply doing it for all the people like me who didn't even know it was Darkman X before I was reading the obituary. So I was actually doing it for the two Chris's. I wasn't doing it to show off because I knew that it was Darkman X. Or, Mike, I'm 52 years old. I'm 52, Mike. I'm not a part of the hip-hop game. That was the best
time in
the hip-hop game.
DMX was like that age.
But all your legacy rappers these days are in their 50s. All of them. All of the guys. Like, it's not going to be today's hip-hop that gets remembered this way. I can't imagine. Do you think it is?
Are you talking about SoundCloud rappers? Because there's absolutely artists that are out there right now that are contemporary artists that will live forever, that have very critically acclaimed music. Like Kendrick Lamar is an artist that's going to be enduring.
But he's in his 30s, correct? I'm talking about the last 10 years of rap where he stands out as both an artist and a lyricist and a sort of master sculptor. There's not a whole lot of enduring when you talk about the time that DMX was coming up through. Anyways, what I was saying about him is there was a lot of everyman to him, where he was in a lot of kitchens going in the back or just dancing with the janitorial staff. There's just so much video of and pictures of him just being really nice to people, perpetually nice. And then at the very end, this is rare, Stugatz, where a guy gets this kind of outpouring when you're having a drug overdose from a lifetime addict, a guy who had all sorts of problems and public problems and demons in ways that embarrassed him, okay? The outpouring usually isn't this, but he connected to something, a time and people and across the art of what it is that he did. That we never questioned that he was barking like a dog. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Like, he became hugely popular barking like a dog.
I don't have much to offer here. Darkman X. Earl Simmons. Did you know that, Dana? Big Earl.
Big Earl.
Mike mentioned the magazines in a grocery store checkout. Does anyone ever actually pick that up and flick through it, or you guys just look at the covers?
I do it all the time, yeah.
Pick up the magazine?
Yeah, people.
Wow. And then just put it back, don't pay for it?
Nope.
I've never seen someone actually purchase one of those magazines, and I still check out, and there's Archie magazines at the grocery store checkout. There's no way that business is doing well.
No.
No, it's flourishing. I'm telling you. I'm checking it out right now at Archie.com.
Well, what do you think you're looking for? Archie.com, what do you think you're looking
Jughead.com.
for?
Jughead.com. I mean, that's what I'm looking for.
What business is it that you think is flourishing?
Comic book. Magazine industry. And Archie's. I mean, this is exciting.
80 years of Archie, Dan. Yeah, I mean, exactly. Come on.
So the magazine industry is indeed hurting. It is not flourishing. The publishing,
disagree.
Okay. It's factual. It's not. I'm not offering an opinion. The written.
Not Archie, though.
The written word is something that is flailing at the moment. But pre-pandemic.
Unless you're writing Archie, and then it's not.
I would pick up a magazine in a supermarket aisle, and I would leaf through a magazine. It's what I got at the grocery store for free. Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Lebatard Show. Is it okay to leaf through a magazine at the grocery store as you're checking out? Because
you're not like licking. Are you licking your fingers while you're doing this? Or?
No, no. You well put that on the poll as well at Levitard Show. Is it okay to lick your fingers while perusing a magazine at the grocery store that you put back? No, but that can't be an industry that's doing well, right? And yet still, the National Enquirer is still out here doing it.
Booming.
The National Enquirer is still out here with Bigfoot and celebrity news and an occasional purchased scandal that makes Burt Reynolds fly manure over their Christmas tree.
They had major growth in 2020, the magazine industry. They really did. I mean, perhaps they were down a bit in 2018 and 19. A little comeback.
It has been a hurting industry. Speak to it, journalist man.
People love magazines. I get a dozen. There's not a week goes by when two or three magazines aren't landing in my inbox.
A dozen?
Oh yeah, we get a lot of magazines. Food Network. We get like four or five different kinds of food related magazines alone. I'm a junkie for those, and my wife's always getting magazines. You know, some kid will come to the door, she'll subscribe to a half a dozen magazines.
How many do you read? Like, what is the stack of, like, is there an 18-month-old, you know, housekeeping magazine that, like, you've not read?
Yes, there are. The only magazines I actually read are food magazines. Like, we get Entertainment Weekly, for example. I never open it. I mean, rarely, if ever, do I open it, unless somebody's on the cover that really grabs me.
You're getting these magazines because you subscribe to Publishers Clearing House, aren't you?
I don't know. Maybe my wife does. Doesn't that come with a big check? Isn't that where they knock on your door and give you $1 million?
Yes, normally, yes.
Yeah. See, I haven't gotten that, so we don't subscribe.
I got you being a Reader's Digest guy, Greg. Are you a Reader's Digest person?
No, I'm not old enough for Reader's Digest, and I'm old.
That's a good magazine.
The demographic for Reader's Digest is crazy.
I will not have you slander Reader's Digest. I will not allow it.
He just said it's too old for him.
Yeah. It is old, but that I will not allow anyone to slander
They found one
that.
Of the Dead Sea Scrolls in his bathroom.
The Publix near me at the checkout, one of the magazines they have is a large print Reader's Digest where all of the letters are like literally an inch tall.
Got you subscribing to Birds and Blooms.
I would. Is that such a magazine? I would love that.
Greg, do you have no idea that the magazine industry is hurting just because you keep getting magazines?
It's not hurting.
House?
It's flourishing, Dan. Mags.com.
It is flourishing. I just heard that 2020 was a great year for magazines. People are stuck at home in a pandemic. They have plenty of time to read. The whole publishing industry is coming back because of that.
Greg, thank you. That's why I'm saying it's flourishing, Dan. Do you know that People Magazine, do you know this, Dan? They reached 98 million people in 2019, the most they've ever reached. I mean, how about that? Flourishing.
Do they count people checking out at a grocery store as reaching? Because that has to be the only way they reach 98 million people.
And is like Instagram part of their reach or like Twitter? Or is this like actual magazines?
ESPN, the magazine, 2019, reached 106.7 million people. Yeah, flourishing.
Reaching. I'm with you on this field.
Just before closing it.
Yeah, I was going to say, what was that magazine again? Because I don't think ESPN, the magazine, exists anymore.
Exactly.
WebMD, I mean, really, they reached 57 million people in 2019.
What's the first word in WebMD?
I don't know. We?
That's a great joke. You get the laugh.
I love WebMD. Every time I've got a symptom that worries me, I go.
No, it's a nightmare. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, it's a dangerous game, WebMD.
Greg, are you kidding me? It just fills you with fear. You get a bruise on your shin, and next thing you're dying of pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, no, you're right. That's why I take a dozen pills a day. It's crazy.
That's how you ended up with a tumor in your chest. Luckily, it was benign.
That's a point.
Not according to WebMD.
That is such a good sentence to bark at your dad acidically. That's how you end up with a tumor in your chest.
Really? So my hypochondria actually... grew that tumor. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right.
I put two G's in mags.com, and now I got Maglio Ordonez's splits against lefties.
Oh, Mags. How do you do against lefties?
He crushed lefties.
Dugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me We love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. SimpliSafe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.